What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here virtually again with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing good, and happy New Year. 2025 is finally among us, and you know, it's hopefully going to be a very, very good year for both of us.
I agree. I mean, also, this week felt, we had games on Christmas, so this week really has felt like a long, it's kind of felt like 2 weeks worth of football, to be honest.
It has. And the craziest part is, when you look back, I mean, it's only from the 25th to the 30th, which is only 5 days worth of football, but boy, did it feel like a, like, just thinking that the Chiefs and Steelers played on the 25th, like on Christmas? That felt so long ago.
I know. But, I mean, at the same time, obviously we're on break for swim school right now. It has been going by fast. And we will be back in less than a week. So we may get the studio up and running, I believe.
Yes. I think we might actually be able to get the studio up and running. We might be able to do it next week. Although next week is, after this week, is the start of the playoffs.
I know. We'll have to change stuff up a lot, you know, obviously with less games. We'll definitely spice things up. But yeah, I mean, we're on to the last week of the regular season.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just so crazy to think about. Like, really? Oh, it doesn't feel right, but I mean, it obviously is. But it is crazy to think about that this season has just flown by. And we're on to the playoffs. Both the Steelers and Packers are in the playoffs. So I'm very excited. Very excited.
Yeah, definitely a lot to look forward to. Hopefully, you guys' fantasy seasons went well. I know most are over after week 17. Aiden and I finished fifth and sixth, so not great. But we still have playoff football to look out for, so definitely a lot to come.
Exactly.
And actually, we get started. I mean, well, you want to add something else?
Before we get in, we have to do our thing. Episode 65. We are on to episode 65 today. And honestly, I don't know this for sure, but I'm just going to have to go with another Packers player. I'm going to go with Zach Tom, big offensive lineman.
I don't know these type of players.
He's number 50. That was nowhere close. But what do you think? 65.
I mean, we've said John Elway already, right?
Was that one of the ones I guessed? Yeah, I think he was 64 years old. My dad did. He did make fun of us for thinking that Jim Brown was in that era.
I mean, technically you said that.
Yeah, but
I really don't know. I mean, I'll say Lawrence Taylor. Is he old?
Oh, that might. Let me look it up. That could be actually a pretty good guess. He is, 65 years old.
Did I get it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Finally,
on the money.
I was one off every time, but
wow,
just naming
sniped it.
Players.
Sniped it on the dot. Very impressive. So, all right, nice. We can now move into some some news.
All right, guys, let's get started with the episode with some news. And, you know, definitely a lot of injuries on the board I've been picking up. And obviously, you know, it's kind of a weird week with, you know, some teams resting their starters and, you know, some teams already out of playoffs and some in. So, like, it is kind of a weird week when it comes to, you know, who's playing and not. So I kind of put some of the bigger ones on here. Ones that could have an impact. We'll start with some quarterbacks. We have Patrick Mahomes. He's been having an ankle injury recently. I'm assuming are they? Do you know if there's starting people for the Chiefs?
No, I did see they are resting their starters, which I saw would mean the starters are now going to be resting for 23 straight days, which could play into something. I could see the Chiefs getting bounced in the first round because of that. Or second round, I guess.
I guess that is true, but I mean, I guess they're still practicing, obviously. But other quarterbacks, we know Jalen Hurts. He had a concussion recently, and a couple weeks ago. They're resting him, and also Pickett as well was hurt. They're also resting him, but they are resting their starter, so that really isn't affecting that or this week. So he should be good to go come playoff time. And then also Tua. Injured again with a hip injury, and they have Huntley to start at quarterback, which I mean, we saw, was he playing for them in the first half? I mean, they had Skylar Thompson in.
I think he might have been a little bit, but that's unfortunate because the Dolphins are technically not eliminated from playoffs.
I know. They do have some. I don't know the exact way they can make it, but it's definitely possible. A lot of these teams still in contention. I mean, Bengals here, Joe Burrow is questionable to play. But they're 8-8. They're still in contention. So that's going to be an interesting decision for them to make. I don't know how serious that one is. And then last quarterback is, Brock Purdy, which the 49ers are eliminated, but he has some sort of injury, and Joshua Dobbs, former Steeler, is getting the start for San Francisco. But I mean, yeah, obviously a lot of quarterbacks talk about. Running back wise, there's still a good bit. Tajay Spears, he got a concussion in this last game. Pollard may be coming back to take his spot. Aaron Jones is limited. Which definitely more noteworthy one for, for them, because they're Do you know who they play this week?
The Saints?
The Vikings.
Oh, they play the Lions. So it's a big game.
Is it Do you know the exact situation for them?
Winner gets the division, I believe.
Oh.
And if there's a tie, then Lions get it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely an important one for them. Otherwise, James Conner was placed on IR just recently. Alvin Kamara, not the Saints. I mean, Alvin Kamara, he's been out since week 15, not even practicing yet. So that definitely had a big effect in our fantasy championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One of our players had Kamara and Pacheco, who's out as well. So that was unfortunate for him. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to be, like I said, Chiefs resting starters anyways. And then back to the Bengals, Chase Brown. He is not practicing either. He got hurt in this last game.
Yeah, and that was a crazy game.
Oh, yeah, that was. We'll definitely talk about that coming up. But yeah, and then a couple receivers. We have Waddle and Hill. You know, the duo is always getting hurt. They are currently limited practice for this week. T. Higgins obviously had a big week in that last game. He is limited ahead of the Steeler game, which I guess I should mention. I do plan on going to this Steelers game. Steelers Bengals, in Pittsburgh. It's supposed to be pretty cold, so I will be getting some live on field intel and be reporting back to the podcast.
Yeah, maybe be interviewing some of the players, thinking how they think they're gonna manage in these playoffs. Because the Play Action Podcast is known for getting the most insightful data out of any other sports podcast.
I will get on the field and do some interviews. But lastly, good. We have Ladd McConkey's out. He's out of practice this week. And then CeeDee Lamb was placed on IR for an AC joint sprain. And that's mostly the fantasy-wise injuries. Not that, fantasy's going to matter much anymore. But, definitely a lot of injuries ahead of the playoffs for some of these teams.
Yeah, definitely need some of these players to get healthy, but I'm sure with this, most of the teams have already secured their spots, so hopefully some of these players will get some rest before they have to go back at it.
Yeah, but I mean, now we got those out of the way, I say we finally start talking about some of the games with the guest the player.
All right.
All right, guys, let's get started with the guest the player. Obviously, some very interesting games that happened this last week. So a lot to go over. I don't know, again, how these ones are pretty difficult, I will say. Some of these are.
Okay. Okay, we'll see how I can do it.
I don't have a particular order. All right, let's do. All right, this first one, very solid performance. Arguably one of the best of the week. We have a player with 7 catches for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns, 10 catches. I mean, that is an
absolute... Or 7, I think.
Oh, 7 catches? I mean, that is an absolutely insane game. I mean, who went off like that? I know Ladd McConkey did very well. But who else? I mean, my first thought was T. Higgins, but I think he got 3 touchdowns. So I'm just going to go with what I said first. I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey.
That is incorrect. Not a bad guess. I was considering him for a similar stat line. But this is actually Malik Nabers of the New York Giants.
Yes.
Who got a big win, very big win over the Colts.
Yeah, and an unfortunate win, I might say, because the Giants, with nothing to play for, screw themselves out of the first overall pick. And now, you know, it's... I forget who has it right now. It's not even the Raiders anymore. No, because the Raiders won last week, too. It is now... Titans, Browns, maybe? Patriots? I don't know, honestly.
That'll make things interesting. I don't know why. I mean, they put up 45 points. That's probably definitely the most all year. I mean, it has to be, right, for the Giants.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And now, like, it just seems like every week a new team scores over 30, and the Chiefs still have yet to. So, just crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, Malik Nabers had a big game. Drew Locke in at quarterback. I mean, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Over 300 yards. So
he pretty much played a perfect game, I would argue. Like, he only had, 6 incompletions, 4 touchdowns. Malik Nabers was taking everything to the house, it felt like. I don't know, maybe do the Giants now build around Drew Locke?
I mean, at this point, I don't know. I mean, if they're not going to have the first pick, I don't know what other quarterbacks are, like, you know, high up in the draft order. But, I mean, I guess at this point, they're kind of run out of options. If they don't, you know, it's not DeVito, or Jones is gone. I guess, you know, they could give him another chance.
Yeah, granted, I'm not the one to talk about college football, but I'm not a huge fan of any of these quarterbacks, especially, like, the top ones this year. I mean, like, Shooter Sanders, he's probably really good, but I don't love him as a quarterback. And then Cam Ward couldn't get it done in the end of the season. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm not the one to ask either, but we'll have to see what they do. They have some interesting decisions to make ahead of next season. And, I mean, for the Colts, do you know if they were really in playoff contention before this? Because they could have won and been 8-8, which is where other teams are at.
Before the game, I believe they were still in the playoff race, and with that loss, they killed themselves because... Right now, I think there's only one more spot. And, yeah, they would have been 8-8 with the Bengals and Dolphins. And, yeah, losing to the Giants is how their season is over. And that win is also, or that loss is, I think, one of the main ways that the Bengals season was basically still alive. Like, oh, the Bengals, wow. I remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, the Bengals, I feel like, could still make it. The path to the playoffs was not that hard. And sure, they need the Broncos to lose and the Dolphins to lose. But, I mean, Tua's not starting. Broncos are versing backup Chiefs, which I don't love. But, yeah, it's impressive.
And then because they're playing the Steelers, right? They obviously, I'm assuming, have to win.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know what, do you know what the Steelers is? Like, are we a guaranteed wild card?
No, if the Steelers win and the Ravens lose, I believe the Steelers get the, win the division. But the Ravens have to lose to, basically the Steelers will know what they get by the time of their game, because the Browns and Ravens are at 4:30, Steelers Bengals at 8.
On Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be interesting.
Very.
But yeah, we can, just wanted to mention Pittman, Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce, both over 100 yards. Pittman, I know that because he had 109, which is his second most yards of the season, because he was on my fantasy bench all year, going over 100 yards twice, and he does it in their second-to-last game.
Yeah, and, you know, I love bringing this up, but, I mean, who else remembers at the beginning of the year when Vinny said that his Pittman and Anthony Richardson stack would win him the league?
I mean, all I know is that I ended up beating you this last week to finish ahead of you. But didn't work out exactly how I wanted, but we made the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, let's get keep things moving. I have a quarterback here next. We have very solid performance. 27 for 32 with 359 yards, 5 touchdowns with 2 rushing yards.
Oh my gosh. 5 touchdowns. That is,
I mean, you may be able to look at the scores. I guess there were some high scores.
I'll try not to look at the scores. 5 touchdowns is insane. So I got to think about who went off. I know Lions scored a lot of points. I know Chargers again scored a lot of points. And I'm going to go with Herbert. Question mark?
Herbert, not a bad guess. That is incorrect. It was actually Baker Mayfield, who went against you in fantasy and helped me secure the win this last week.
As I'm looking at the scores, I see that 48, and I was like, oh, it was definitely them. That is crazy.
I mean, this was just a beatdown.
Yeah, and especially, like, the Panthers started looking good again, and Bryce Young still played very good. I still think he's going to be their quarterback of the future, but Baker Mayfield, basically just proving why people have been so high on him this year, because that is just an absolute beatdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I mean, Bucky Irving, over 100 yards, definitely the lead back. I did have him, unfortunately, in one of my parlays for an anytime touchdown. Not that I don't think it would have hit. But Mike Evans' 2 touchdowns were both from the 1 and 2 yard line after Bucky Irving couldn't get in the end zone. So I was definitely edged out of that parlay. But yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers are looking great ahead of the playoffs. They are first in their division, and I'm not sure who they played this week. But
it looks like they are going to be playing, it's going to be someone in their division, Saints.
Because if it's okay, so, and then I guess it really just comes down to the Falcons, because they're one game behind. I'm not sure who has Do the Falcons have a tiebreaker over the Buccaneers? I do remember them winning once.
Oh, yeah, I think. I mean, the Buccaneers haven't clinched their division yet, so that means that the Falcons, yeah, I think have the tiebreaker over them.
Okay. So, yeah, they definitely are a must-win. I mean, Saints aren't bringing much to the table, though, as far as...
Oh, definitely not.
I mean, nothing to play for, plus some starters out. I think both starting running backs are actually out. So, yeah, not going to be great. But, yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers, they're a fun team to watch, fun team to root for. You know, it's definitely good to see them back in the playoffs without Tom Brady being the one to do it.
Yeah. It is crazy, like, how much Baker Mayfield has turned them around. It just doesn't seem right, but he's been balling.
This is definitely like his best kind of team. I mean, as far as finally having like some good weapons and like a solid supporting team. And he kind of does have a similar, like, I mean, not that I'm like comparing him to Tom Brady, but I feel like, you know, he doesn't run the ball much, but I mean, I guess he can. He didn't this game. But it does seem like it's very set, like the offense seems very just well set up. And they don't even have Godwin back yet.
Yeah, I would agree.
So yeah, very interesting. Very interesting team. Let's see. All right, let's move into the next one. We have another running back. We have 18 rushes for 117, as well as a touchdown. And then 4 catches for 46 yards.
Oh, so a very good game by this running back. And I'm going to go with someone that I know got a lot of yards. Who that kind of sounds like, especially he did get a touchdown. I'm going to go with Saquon.
That is close, but it's actually Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr, yeah. I mean, he, by himself, he always balls out even with David Montgomery, and then you take out David Montgomery and Gibbs is going to eat.
I mean, talking about, 49ers, we know they're eliminated, but it started out, I mean, this was a close game throughout, but the 49ers started out looking great first half. They scored 14 in the second quarter, and we're winning. And Brock Purdy was completions. He had a nice rushing touchdown as well, but then started to, I mean, like you said, you're always one to be a Brock Purdy hater, but...
Oh, yes.
377 yards is impressive, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing very good. He was taking what the defense was giving him. His players were, like, open every single play, and then two really bad interceptions just turned this game completely around. And the Lions just keep winning. It's what they keep doing.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know if you saw, but just seeing this, Jameson Williams was the leading receiver for them with 77. But did you see that they had that nice like flip play to him?
Yes.
From the, I forget who caught it and flipped it, but just a very clean offensive play.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions offense, they're always doing some goofy stuff, just trying new ways to score, and they've got the talent that it's gonna work every single time. So
I know they're, I mean, yeah, 14-2. I could say, are they like usually? Are like they the Super Bowl favorites right now, as far as like the consensus?
I think it's probably Bills Super Bowl favorites, just because Bills are, I think. About,
I mean, I guess they beat 13-3. Yeah, they beat the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, Bills beat both Chiefs and Lions, who are,
I mean,
two of the
I could
top.
See, I could, a Bills and Lions Super Bowl would be pretty crazy.
I would be cheering for the Bills, but that would be a sweet
I'd be, Super Bowl. I mean, I don't care. I guess I don't really have a preference over either
anything
team.
But I mean, the Chiefs. I think anyone but the Chiefs and the Eagles.
This, or I, if we get a Steelers-Packers Super Bowl,
that would be awesome.
That would be crazy. I would have to watch it somewhere that you're not, because you'd just be annoying to watch it with.
Yeah, I actually this. Packers might versus the Eagles in the first round, so
I'm
not excited for that.
Didn't you guys won the first game, the game against them, right?
No, we lost.
Oh, I thought they did for some reason. I remember that was the Brazil game.
Yes, first game of the season, and now it might be the last game of the season for one of us, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys don't have the 49ers to worry about this year, so could
that
be optimistic for some other NFC teams.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the last player on here. We have this player, 12 catches for 123 and a touchdown.
12 catches, 123. So 12 catches.
Probably the most receptions of the week, if I had to.
I think
assume.
A lot of receptions, I know one guy was feeding on catches. So I'm going to go with Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, that is incorrect. He did have 7. Brock Bowers had 7 receptions.
Oh,
so,
I mean,
that's still a solid amount. But this player is Trey McBride of the Cardinals.
Yes. Okay. I do remember
take
him.
Take the L versus the Rams in a low scoring game. I think this was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Low scoring Saturday game.
It was. And it's really unfortunate because the Rams just, I mean, I guess I still don't think they look amazing. While they have potential to be amazing, they haven't looked great the past few weeks. Puka, of course, 10 catches. They shove the ball down his throat.
Cooper Kupp,
I mean,
one
like,
catch.
Yeah, you look at it. Puka, 10. The next highest is 3, which is their running back. Like, they shove the ball down his throat.
That just doesn't seem
so
natural.
Hard. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. And especially the Cardinals had this game in the bag. They were driving downfield, and then, I mean, Kyler throws it to Trey McBride, isn't looking, bounces off his face mask, goes for an interception. Unfortunate.
Yeah, and I mean, just thinking about it, the Rams aren't, I mean, like you said, I just don't see them as a very consistent offense. Like,
yeah,
I mean, they put up 30. They haven't gotten 20 these last 3 games, and they somehow beat the Bills with 44 points.
Yeah,
and then they're only
like,
putting up 13 against the Cardinals, which are pretty at middle of the pack defensive stat wise. So like, that doesn't scream playoff powerhouse to me.
I agree. Well, if they get hot for 4 straight games, they could easily win the Super Bowl, because when the offense, like you said, against the Lions, or no, against the Bills, when their offense is good, their offense is good. But then their offense kind of becomes stagnant, and they have to rely on the defense, like in this game. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I mean, earlier in the season, the Cardinals beat the Rams 41-10. Now, granted, I don't believe they had Kupp or Nacua, or they had Cooper Kupp, it looks like, not Puka Nacua.
I think Cooper might have gotten hurt in the first half of that game.
I think, yeah, you might be right. But, I mean, it just seems like some of these playoffs teams have to be able to shut down this offense. If it's just so one-sided. I mean, Kyren Williams, you know, obviously has been, he's had a great season.
Yeah.
Fantasy-wise, as well as that-wise. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like they just got to be able to figure, I mean, most defensives, I'm sure playoff defenses can kind of, you know, get a good corner to lock him down. But
yeah, but like, even when he is getting locked down, they still find ways to get it to him. So
it's just like little slants, little outs, and then he'll get a deep bomb every so often.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
But yeah, but, I mean, that was right. That was all I got. Do you want to add in some extra, talk about some
remaining games? Yeah, we can go through some of these games. Steelers kind of get their butt whooped by the Chiefs. We were kind of expecting that. But honestly, that butt whooping wasn't as bad as the Ravens to the Texans. Texans scored 2 points, and that's it.
They just had a safety.
Like, yeah. That's probably the lowest really score. Bad.
I think that's the lowest score, of a team. I don't think any team's gotten shut out this year.
Mm-hmm. Saints did against the Packers last week.
Oh, right. Yeah, that, I just remember it just happening.
Yeah. The
second lowest.
So, pretty insane score. Another low-scoring game. Seahawks barely beat the Bears, 6-3. Yeah,
that has to be the lowest total.
I think there had to have been another 6-3 game.
I think... I don't know anyone who was watching that.
Yeah. Chargers beat up on the Patriots. Bengals-Broncos was an amazing game. Went to OT. Really great game.
Bengals, yeah, they missed a field goal in OT. I think to win it, and then ended up getting the ball back and scoring. T. Higgins clutched.
Yeah, and then even the Broncos scored that last-minute touchdown with Mims. Basically a Hail Mary. Awesome game. Then Bills destroy the Jets, as everyone was expecting. Jags beat the Titans. Dolphins beat the Browns. Packers do lose to the Vikings, which at first I was like, oh my god, we are such frauds. And then we did bring it back a little bit, but I still don't feel great for the playoffs for us. And then last game, Falcons lose to the Commanders in overtime. So, a lot of really good games this week. So, very, very nice. But that's all the games for this week. So, maybe let's now go into some incentive watch for the final week of the NFL season. All right. So, we have incentive watch for this last week. So, if anyone is bettors or they're just wondering what type of players might be making a little bit of extra dough this week, we will see now. So I just got a list of a couple players, and so I'll just run through them, and we can see how likely we think each one to happen. So Kyler Murray, if he can get 50-plus rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, he will hit 600 yards and 6 touchdowns on the season and will get a $750,000 bonus.
Which
I think it is likely.
Against
49ers.
I don't know if they're gonna if they game plan for that or if he can just do some scrambles. That's definitely that's definitely in reach for him.
Which whenever I look at all of these, it is kind of insane that if he just gets 50 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, he makes more than most people will over 3 or 4 years. Which is just absurd.
More than that. That's crazy.
But yeah, for most people, it's probably he's making 7 years of their hardworking lives. Just off of 50 yards and a touchdown. Insane. Next up, Derrick Henry. He needs one more rushing touchdown to reach 15 total touchdowns and get $500,000. And then his other running back, he needs a lot more. He needs 8 receptions to hit 50 catches on the year for $250,000. And he needs 117 rushing yards to hit $500,000 and $250,000. So Justice Hill, I'm going not likely. Derrick Henry, if they start him, which they should, very likely.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like you said, this game definitely matters for them as far as the division. And I was just looking, Derrick Henry, his touchdown, anytime touchdown odds was minus 230, which
yeah,
I think it's normally pretty big, but -230 for a touchdown is pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, he's pretty much guaranteed to get that one.
Yeah, I would agree. Next up, Denver Broncos. If Courtland Sutton can get 82 receiving yards, he'll hit 1,065 for $500,000. I'm assuming the 1,065 is maybe like a career high for him. Because that's just a very specific number to have to get to.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people talk about this one when it comes to like parlays and stuff. I think they're definitely, this one should be one of the more locked ones, I think.
I agree. And then next up, Joe Mixon needs 107 rushing yards to hit 1,100 or 1,100 yards. And then he will get 250,000. So I think that's pretty likely. I don't know. I'm assuming they're going to be resting some starters, so it might be tough, but we'll see if they let him go in.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one either. They are playing the Titans, so definitely, I mean, should be able to win that. But yeah, I'm not sure what that one is. One of the more unlikely ones, I think.
Agreed. Next up, DeAndre Hopkins, 9 catches to hit 65 on the year, or 140 receiving yards to hit 750 on the year. Each of those would get him $250,000.
So I'm not too confident in this one.
Nine catches, 140 yards. I mean, if he gets 9 catches, he's probably going to have 140 yards. So,
but they're also resting people, right?
Yeah, so there's a chance he doesn't play.
Yeah, that one, that's definitely a more unlikely one, I think.
Yeah. Then this one isn't really about anything other than a record, but Brock Bowers, he has 108 total receptions this year, which is a rookie record. But Malik Nabers has 104, so both of those guys are going to be going for a lot of catches and trying to get that record, so...
I didn't realize Brock Bowers had so much. And, I mean, to be fair, Malik Nabers was out for, like... Wasn't he out for, like, a three-game stretch or something like that?
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
So that'll be... I think Nabers can secure it. I mean, neither team really doesn't really want to win, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So,
all right. Chargers, J.K. Dobbins just needs 68 rushing yards, and he will get 150,000. I think that's pretty likely, assuming he plays, which not positive, but there's a good chance
that
he
one,
does.
I've been a lot of people adding that one to like parlays and stuff. I think Gus Edwards is on IR, and he just came back. Dobbins just recently came back from injury, so yeah, I mean that one should be gettable. That one, I believe.
Yeah. Marquez Valdes-Scantling needs 1 touchdown to get to $250,000. I wouldn't be surprised if that one happens as well. Saints have nothing to lose, so
they have to be able to score a touchdown first.
Yeah,
true. Sometimes that's tough for that team. So,
yes,
could be
true.
Tough.
Then Geno Smith. He will get $2 million for each of these milestones. If he gets 186 passing yards, he gets $200 million. $2 million. If he maintains a 70.2 completion percentage, $2 million, not 200.
Oh my
goodness. And then if he can get to 10 wins or make the playoffs, he also gets $2 million, which if they just win, I think they get 10 wins. So let me check.
Wow. That's $6 million he can get?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, people have been adding him into parlays. I didn't realize it was that much money. I mean, he's definitely going to be going all out for this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $6 million for one game.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes, very. And then the biggest one that a lot of people I know have been adding to parlays is Mike Evans. If he gets 5 catches for 85 yards, he will get $3 million because he'll have 70 catches, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Also would be his 11th straight 1,000-yard season. And if he can remain in the top 10 in receiving touchdowns, he will get, which is a very weird amount, $666,000 added on. So, once again, can almost make upwards of $3.5 million just from this game, which is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, this one is, I mean, I was going to say, like you said, that one is probably like the most popular one of the parlays. I mean, he says he needs 85. I just was looking at the line, was like 98 yards for him currently. I mean, if we can hopefully get some alternate spreads or something. But yeah, some of these are some, like 3 million for, I mean, another 1,000-yard season and a touchdown. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Especially with he's been out a lot of this season too, which is crazy. Yeah. And then with him, Baker Mayfield, he gets $500,000 for each of these categories. If he stays top 10 in the NFL or top 5 in the NFC in passer rating, passing touchdowns, passing yards, completion percentage, and yards per pass attempt, which currently, he is top 5 in all of them. He will get $500,000 for each, which is just insane. So, yeah, it's definitely, I'm expecting a pretty pass-heavy game for the Buccaneers.
That's crazy.
Then Tony Pollard for the Titans needs 83 yards to hit 1,100 yards, and then he'll get $250,000 on top of that. And then also, if he hits 2 touchdowns, he'll get $200,000. So, pretty big game expected for Tony Pollard as well. And then last up, Zach Ertz can get himself a pretty good payday if he can get 9 catches, or any one of these he'll get $250,000 for, but he just needs 9 catches, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But if he can do any one of those three, he'll get $250,000 for each. So, maybe a big game from Zach Ertz also incoming.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of these are crazy. We were just talking about, you know, seeing what comes out, what, like, all, because not all the odds are out yet for the games on Sunday, but just kind of waiting to see what kind of odds there are. Because obviously the odds makers know this stuff, like, know that they're close to incentives, but I mean, some people could be making some big profits this week if you parlay some of these guys together. I mean, Mike Evans is definitely probably a pretty safe lock, and then I know a lot of people are doing Cortland Sutton, and Derrick Henry is probably pretty safe if he plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's mutual. The players get money and we get money. It's a win-win. Yeah, I don't see why anyone would be mad about that. So, yes, very, very interesting stuff. So, let's now head over to some predictions for this week. All right. So, we got predictions for this week. And last week, I did the impossible. I beat Vinny in a week of predictions.
Wait, really?
I can't believe it. I did.
I didn't even know that.
The impossible finally happened.
What were the games? What game was it?
So, we disagreed on Bengals-Broncos, which I got Bengals correct. We disagreed on Raiders-Saints, which I got correct. And then the other one we disagreed on was Packers-Vikings, which you got correct. So,
dang.
Yeah, big. Wow. Big win. Finally, I'm still 13 games down in the overall rankings, which means Vinny could practically not guess this week and still beat me.
I mean, we'll see, do we count playoffs?
Like, yeah, we could count playoffs.
In this, do we usually count playoffs into these records?
I forget, because there's so much less games, but we could count them.
I was going to say, you can just disagree with every one of my picks this week, and we'll see if you can get it.
Yeah. First off, Browns at Ravens. Ravens battling for the division, so gotta be Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree on that one.
All right. Bengals at Steelers.
This one is tough. I mean, if the Steelers lose, are they still in the playoffs, like, guaranteed? Would they just be wild card?
Yeah, Steelers have already made. I'm going Bengals here.
I honestly think the Bengals will as well.
I think Steelers have more to win for.
I mean, there's that, yeah. But also the Steelers, I mean, what are we on, like a 3-game losing streak? The Bengals have been turning it up. But, I mean,
Steelers are on a 3-game losing streak, Bengals 4-game winning streak. Yeah. So.
And it's supposed to be, I don't know, the weather's supposed to be cold. I don't know if it's snowing, but both teams should be fine in that.
Yeah. All right. Panthers at Falcons. I think I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, still have a chance to win the division. So, definitely more to play for, and they're just a better team overall.
Yeah, agreed. Texans at Titans. I think Texans already got their division locked up. I'm not sure if they're fighting for seeding. I'm going to go with Texans.
I'm just going to go Titans on that one. I just disagree, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, Giants at Eagles. Now, I mean, Kenny Pickett versus...
Well, Kenny Pickett, I don't even think starting. I think he... I don't even know if he's playing, because he was a little injured. But, yeah, I mean, basically, they're... backups versus the Giants, which, I mean, they used to be playing for the first round pick by losing, so I don't even know at this point. I still feel like I don't actually know. This is tough.
I'm gonna go with the Giants. I don't know.
Alright, I'm just gonna go Eagles. The Eagles are home, but yeah, these games just hard to tell.
Jags at Colts. It's, again, pretty much two teams with nothing to play for, except Jags could be playing for a first-round pick, so I'm going to go with Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree on that one.
All right. Ooh, Commanders at Cowboys. It's like, do the Cowboys just keep screwing themselves? I don't know.
I mean... are they, I mean, do they have anything to play for?
Neither do. I mean, actually, Commanders, I think, are playing for more, so I'm going to go with Commanders.
I mean, yeah, I will go with Commanders as well, and they're just a better team.
Yeah. Bears at Packers, ain't even a thought. Packers.
Bet. Yeah. The Packers are just goated.
Yeah. Saints at Bucks.
This one's got to be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks need to keep the division. They got a lot of player incentives, so they're going to definitely do a lot of passing. And the Saints can't even... I mean, I guess they have one player incentive, but they just can never score.
Yeah. Bills at Patriots. Ooh... I'm going to go with the... I mean, are Bills resting all their players?
That's a good question. I mean,
they're... I don't think they have anything
are
to
they
play
like,
for.
Because... Wait, do they have the
yeah, they're locked into the 2 seed.
Okay. Then, honestly, I don't think they are, then. I mean, would it make sense to...
it does look like Josh Allen's going to start because he has never not started a game in his career. I'm going to go Bills. I even think Bills backups are better than Patriots starters, so.
All right. I'm just going to go Patriots on that. I mean, didn't the Patriots, did they beat the Bills earlier in the season, or was it, like, pretty close?
Oh, I think it was just closer than a lot of people were expecting.
Yeah. I'll just go Patriots on that.
All right. Chargers at Raiders. It's just so tough. These games, they all just have not a lot, like, of meaning for some of these teams. So it makes you think. I don't know.
I know. I mean, the Raiders, I mean, did we say they can get the first pick? Or they can't even?
I think they can. So
I'm just going to go, yeah, I'm just going to go Chargers.
I'm going to go Chargers as well. 49ers at Cardinals. This one is truly means nothing. I think the... Who had more incentives? I don't know. I'm going to go
Kyler 49ers. Kyler Murray was the one for them. So, yeah, I'm going to go Cardinals there.
I'm going to go 49ers. Chiefs at Broncos. I'm going to go Broncos here just because they need to win more.
Yeah, I'm... And Broncos are home, so.
Yeah. Seahawks at Rams. It would have meant something, but I think Geno, this means more to him. So I'm going to
say. Oh, yeah. I mean, if he wants it. What is it?
I mean,
6
he could
million,
get a
we
payday.
Said.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to be balling.
Yeah. Dolphins at Jets. Technically, Dolphins still have something to give, but this might be Aaron Rodgers' last game. So I'm going Jets, which is very sad.
Honestly, yeah, I'm going to go Jets as well, just because I think Tua may be out.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be out, and then Hill and Waddle as well. So, yeah, maybe the end of the Dolphins season.
Yeah, and then Vikings at Lions. I'm going Lions just because they're home, personally.
Yeah, I mean, this one could be either way, but it is, I guess this is for the division. I mean, I want to disagree with you, but I also just think the Lions will win.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm just going to say Lions.
All right. Well, a lot of disagreements.
This is a weird week. The last week's always hard to really say anything.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a weird week, but should be an entertaining week at that. So, yeah, that's all we got for this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in, as always. I hope this new year goes great for everyone. And you got anything else, Vinny?
I mean, yeah, like Aiden said, hope the holidays were enjoyable, and then getting the new year started on the right foot. And, you know, like we said, we're going to have some big things coming up for the playoffs. Obviously, going to look a lot different after this last regular season week. So definitely a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got for this week. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.